diet, nutrition, the materials that your body needs to survive, to regenerate tissue, reverse disease, and achieve optimal health. This is one of the major keys that are missed today, particularly with the current medical system that we have. So I'm going to walk you through this at the optimal diet. Now, you're going to see there's a number of different fads out there, but it boils down to getting your body to have the ability to break down nutrients. And you survive and thrive only because you're able to break the proteins to amino acids, the fats to fatty acids, and the carbohydrates to usable sugars. You need healthy amounts of protein, fats, and carbohydrates. And we're going to go on a plant-based diet. Now, plant-based diet is the healthiest for the planet, and it's the healthiest for your body. So let's start off with talking about fats. Healthy fats and poisoned fats. Now, the poisoned fats are going to be the cheap junk oils. We're talking about soy oil, cottonseed oil, rapeseed oil, or also called canola oil, any hydrogenated oils. All of those are going to be toxic engineered fats that are poisonous to your system. So we're going to start by taking healthy saturated fats, such as grass-fed butter, hormone-free, grain-free, grass-fed organic butter, not the toxic butter that's loaded with bovine growth hormones. Coconut oil, palm oil, excellent. Now these oils, they hold up under high heat. Most oils, if you heat them up, they break down into what are called free radicals that can actually damage you on the cellular level. The high heat oils, the saturated fats, are able to withstand that without breaking down. Also, fish oil is going to be excellent, but it has to be from healthy fish, not the standard large fish. See, there's so many toxins in our oceans and our fresh water now that the large predatory fish are now dangerous and toxic. So fish oil from anchovy, mackerel, sardine, krill oil is also excellent. All of those are fantastically good and vital for your health. Also olive oil, but make sure it's organic and cold-pressed olive oil. This is the key. Now, don't heat up the olive oil over high heat because that's absolutely, it's going to break it down. Medium to low heat to no heat is going to be excellent for the olive oil. And also flax oil. But flax oil has to be fresh ground because flaxseed oil can rancidify very, very quickly. So make sure you're either grinding it yourself in a coffee maker, which is going to be the safest form of healthy oils. Now let's talk about animal products. If you're going to eat an animal, make sure it's a healthy animal. This means hormone-free, range-free, grass-fed, antibiotic-free. And eat animal products no more than once a week to once a month. That's right. And people are, when I tell them this, they go crazy. How can you live without animal products? I'm telling you, it's very easy. There's been vegetarian cultures on the planet for thousands of years. And a plant-based diet, which means you're eating animal products no more than once a week to once a month. And the plants that you're going to take in, make sure that they are organic and healthy, as fresh as possible. And the ones that you have to eat organic are the ones that you're going to be eating the peel or the outside, such as organic berries. And this is the neat part because when we look at fruits and foods and vegetables, each color is going to have a different phytonutrient. And when I say phytonutrient, the colors that plants have developed, they've developed these colors and textures and enzymes in order to survive. This is why like root vegetables have anti-mold and antifungal properties. This is why berries develop such bright colors because they're able to withstand viruses and funguses that are always attacking them. And when you take those multiple colored vegetables in your system, you're getting some of those antimicrobial, antioxidant, antifungal, anti-mold properties. This is why the Roman soldiers would riot if they didn't get their daily ration of garlic, which is phenomenal because it's antimicrobial. So when you're eating the plants, make sure they're lightly sautéed or juiced or blended or baked or steamed, barbecued. Oh my gosh, if you've ever had a vegetable skewer with zucchini and onions and tomatoes and bell peppers, I'm going to tell you right now, you do a couple of vegetable skewers barbecued with a little bit of honey and water on them. Oh man, you are not going to be feeling nutrient deficient. Now, you're also going to see that some people are going to be talking about the residue. And doctors, rightly so, even though most doctors are ignorant about nutrients, they'll say that whether you eat a steak or whether you eat a carrot, it always comes out roughly the same pH from the stomach. And they're right. No matter what you're putting in the system, it does come out with a similar acid content. However, when your body goes through and breaking down those nutrients, the residue left over from animal products and from processed foods is acidic. Particularly if you're looking at soda, it has phosphoric acid in there. And that breaks down to the residue of very, very acidic ingredients, and your body has to take care of those. This is why diets high in processed foods, fast foods, or toxic animal products end up with a higher disease rate because it shifts their entire system to acidic. It's also why the plant-based diets, and particularly organic plant-based diets, they have some of the lower disease rates. So make sure that you're taking no genetically modified organisms. And the reason is because those are toxic. Even if you're taking non-organic grains, those are completely poisonous now. See, the planet's lived for thousands of years with wheat and rice and corn. And all of those, for thousands of years, the population has been able to digest them and process them. Well, it turns out that a plant only gives up its seeds, such as the grasses like corn or wheat or barley or rye. It gives it up when the plant starts to die. Well, what they used to do is they would harvest it. They would leave it in the field to dry out and to allow the plant to express that seed. Well, they found out by spraying everything with this glyphosate or herbicide that kills the plant that you increase yield. However, the glyphosate-soaked grains, which is what we're consuming if you're not eating organic, are completely toxic because the herbicide glyphosate is a mineral chelator, so it's sucking the minerals out of your body. It's also an antibiotic, so it destroys your normal gut flora. This is why so many people nowadays are gluten sensitive or gluten is toxic to their system. So we have to go for a very, very low or no grains. And if you are going to eat grains, ideally they're going to be sprouted and organic. And that's going to be the safest and the best for you. So make sure you get lots of plant-based diet. Now also, if you've had, health challenges where you've had bowel disorders or stomach disorders or reflux, you may have to pre-digest those nutrients, such as with juicing or blending. Now, the difference between juicing and blending is huge. A blender grinds up everything, and that's fantastic. However, blenders use a very high speed, and that oxidizes the plant. It put oxygen in there. So blended plant products typically are not going to last that long. And so here's the rough rule of thumb. You want to blend fruits and vegetables, and you want to juice vegetables. So blending, when you're going to eat the skin and everything else, is going to be excellent for you because that's going to break down the nutrients. But juicing is called a juice extractor. Now, when you're putting a plant in there, like a carrot or celery or beet or turmeric root, what it does is it separates the juice, which is the soluble fiber, from the heavy fibers, which are the insoluble fibers. Now, you actually need both, but people with chronic illness and disease, the soluble fibers literally get in there and clean the arteries. So you want a diet high in soluble fibers, particularly if somebody has a chronic illness or disease, say high blood pressure, Crohn's disease, fibromyalgia, leaky gut, most thyroid disorders. You want to clean that blood with lots of healthy soluble fibers. And you want to stick with mainly root vegetables and don't juice dark green leafies. Now, you can eat the dark green leafies. You can saute them. You can break them down. You don't want to juice broccoli or the cruciferous vegetables, such as cabbage, if you have certain health challenges, such as bowel disorders or leaky gut or low-functioning thyroid or adrenal fatigue. Because in all of those cases, the goitrogenic foods and the cruciferous vegetables, if taken raw, it slows down your thyroid even more. And we want to balance the thyroid with the adrenal glands. So for the time being, while we're getting your body healthy, juice only root vegetables. And an excellent, excellent recipe is going to be organic apples, organic carrots, organic beets, organic celery, and turmeric root, organic turmeric root. So that way you get the apples with the core and everything else. That's going to start to clean the kidneys. The carrots actually turn into the beta carotene, which is going to help clean the lungs. The beets are going to clean the liver. And don't be scared about beets, because they're going to be turning your pee and poo red, but just know that that's a normal response. And the turmeric root is one of the most powerful antioxidants known. And we'll typically recommend at least half a liter to a liter of this juice daily to heal the gut and get the body working correctly. If you've had chronic gut injuries, then you may need to take a digestive enzyme, which will be a complete digestive enzyme before. You may even need to chew the juice. That's right. You put it in your mouth and mobilize your jaw so that you can get that salivary amylase produced by your saliva glands to help break down those carbohydrates. Because carbohydrates are basically broken down in the mouth, proteins are basically broken down in the stomach, and fats are emulsified by in the duodenum by having that gallbladder secrete its bile acids. And that's how you survive. And don't worry, when I say protein, plant-based proteins are easier assimilated, they're better for your body, and it's a lot easier to break down than you break down the animal products. So plant-based juicing and blending is going to be ideal. We even recommend a very good blending recipe, which is coconut water, maca, cacao powder, and again, organic maca, organic cacao, spirulina or chlorella, because that's a great detoxicant, and organic frozen berries. And the reason is because standard berries, they go bad so quickly because they don't have a lot of resistance to mold once they're picked off the tree. And the frozen organic berries don't lose their antioxidant effect. You're talking they maintain their up to 95% of their nutrient value if they're frozen. And so that's a great way to start a new diet program with the juicing, the blending, the detoxicant, organic fruits and vegetables. Particularly, they have to be if you're going to eat the peel, and very little grains. If you're going to eat grains, make sure they're sprouted. And this is going to be a good start to get you on the right pathway. And of course, eliminate any processed, packaged, canned foods, unless they're labeled organic. And even then, the canned foods, the canning actually, there's a toxic liner on most cans that you want to avoid. So try and get your diet as fresh as possible, as free from preservatives as possible, and varied with as many colors as possible. And then you're going to get the nutrients in your system to regenerate your body. Now, and what does that do? That brings you to your natural state. That's right. Healthy nutrients, healthy diet is going to be part of the exercise, diet, detoxing regime, and regenerating tissue because you're achieving your natural state of health. Your natural state is healthy. I want to infect you with health and have you start to infect your family. Pretty soon, the whole world will be infected with health. Yes, that's right. This is the revolution, baby. Achieve your natural state, health.